it brings tears out on church. Because I know that this guy or this woman is having done what they accused her of, but because of the evil one, and it could be me. You need to thank God this morning, Eula, because God loves you so. He has brought you another week. Esau, no matter what you say, because they're going to talk about you when you're doing good, and they're going to talk about you when you're doing bad. So just keep trying to do good and press on. The Bible says, I'm pressing on to the mark of the pride of the high calling of Jesus Christ. That's what the book said. It did not say, go backwards. It said, go forward. Look at the children of Israel. Red Sea in front. Pharaoh when he's on and behind. Chasing after what God said. Move on. In this ninth chapter of the book of Acts. It's good news this morning. Oh, we're sitting here, but it's good news. Whatever you're going through, you can still say, I got some good news because I saved the guy for what I'm going through. And he died, didn't he? And brother, my own brother, talk. See, a lot of people talk all that noise. That's all it is. But this man here died for you and me. Because if he didn't, you wouldn't be sitting there. That's because you what the word said. It was the word said. Look at the book. Look at the text. I don't need all the scriptures, but I just want to come to encourage you and to uplift you. Because I know, and I can pick it up, somebody in here been beat up on all week long. But if you fall in here, you're going to get beat up. You'll get talked about. You'll get lied on. Doors will be closed in your face. Just like the football game. Drew Brees, the quarterback, but he's going to get hit sometime. He might have a concussion. This is part of the ball game we in. The game that we in is that we're going to be talked about. We're going to be lied. We're going to be also talked about maybe in our own family. Well, I know I'm talking. But you can say to yourself, because he saw me, the best thing is, I got something thanking God. Now, I don't know what my neighbor see in it, but he saw the best thing for me. Paul had a bad resume. If I had a resume like this, y'all probably would throw it up and throw it up. Boy, he had a bad resume. Did y'all know that? Because he said he killed fish. That's number one. Not only that, he persecuted the church. And not only that, anybody that called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was going to do something to him right then and there. He wasn't going to wait because he had authority. He had rights from the authority. But look at Jesus. Look what Jesus said. Oh, I'm talking about Jesus this morning. Oh, because he's something to talk about. Look what he said. Saul knocked him off his feet. This is a bad man here now. And he was educated. Could he say, I was born in the field? Yeah. Circumcised the ancient. Of the stock of Israel, a Hebrew of Hebrew, touching it at all. Blank. Paul could speak 13 different languages. This wasn't no anybody's man. This man was smart, but he didn't know Jesus. Right. And let me tell you something. You can go around here, people can go around here and talk about people and all of those stuff, but you better watch that stuff. Them old folks say the same thing you pointing at them might be pointing right back to you. If you get you better be too. That's the Lord, man. Look what happened. He said he was trembling and astonished. Now he was bad at one time, but God knows how to get your attention one more. Sometimes he can't get our attention. He'll put that old pair of angels to come and put you on your back for a little while, just to let you know that I'm God. And I'm God all by myself. I don't need no help from you, nobody else. God is real. And you know it, you do. He is real. He done blessed you all. You might not have the money that you want to have. You might not have a thing in your church, but he done blessed you already. Look what happened. Then he was trembling. 6.9. I'm not even doing no for. And he said, who art thou, Lord? See, he didn't know. So many people don't know who Jesus is. So many people that heard about it, but they don't get it down on the inside of it because they don't know. But the Lord will make a way for you to know him sooner or later. It's up to you to receive it or to reject it.
And they died that fly, huh?
I was invited to four funerals yesterday. Couldn't go to that one. That lets me know one thing. It's real, yeah. Now you may make me all you want, but if you don't make preparations to find out for yourself and to get to know the man that I'm talking about this morning, you need to better find him out. Because he said, many gonna be on that road.
Yeah.
Many gonna say, Lord, Lord, did we do good works? But it's your heart right with the Lord. That's what he's looking for. A heart change. If it ain't no change, you got to have a created me. A clean heart. And then he was in the right spirit. Look at Paul. He's gonna work on this boy here. Yes, he is. He's gonna work on this boy here because this boy here, he said, I can use for to go to the heavens and highway and tell them that I'm God. That I'm God all by myself. I am the Son of the living God. I am the resurrection that really rose on the sun. I am the one that changed water into wine. I am the one that brought the blind by the hand. When I come in the house of God, put them out of the house of God. I am what? You get some Jesus in the power now.
Yeah.
Better go read the 7th chapter of John. You want no power. When he hooked them out there, church, y'all heard about that. When he hooked them all out the church, they let me know one thing, he wasn't okay. But when he opened his mouth, he shook up some down. He didn't say much. No, folks, you got to watch the folks that talk all the time.
All right.
Anyway, back to what I'm saying. He says, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord, now to show you the importance of a preacher, the Lord could have told him right then, thank you, I thank you, sir. I know he could have, but look what he said. He said, the Lord, he said, what's the one? He asked the Lord a question. Now notice something, when he was knocked off his feet, God blinded him right there. Impact him right there. He was going to do wrong right then, but God stopped him. The sun was out, he said. But then he saw another light, good Lord, part of him himself. And not only that, I'm going to tell a story. I want to touch on this 6 and 7 verse. He said, arise. See, sometimes, new builder, when you are going through some things, and when you, the God, all you can do, and all you can do, you use up all your little small pea brain to do to figure out stuff. You just got to rise up off your butt and say, Lord, I'm giving it to you. This thing I'm going through, it's too big for me.
Yeah.
Because if I keep on going through and trying to figure it out, I'm going to go with sin.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Because you did say, I did a sin now. You did the one for the house. Mighty God.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, thank God for you. Ain't God good? Ain't he good? Ain't he good? When I think about 29 years ago, how he brought me from under the bridge in the night, Lord, you don't tell me God ain't good? I'm afraid he was God of the week. Because he wasn't to be good. God saying to you this morning, hold your head up, be steadfast, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Even if you're just smiling and trying to see, you know, like you're trying to see.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know that.
Right.
But then when you really get to talk to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tore up from the floor. Because of maybe a bad man, maybe the board has done something, whatever. If you ever just get to sit down and talk to someone, like I do sometimes, I don't have the time, but let me tell you something, even some of the officers that you see with that badge on, they sit and talk to me and tell me some things that they don't tell anymore. But God, great is thou faith.
Yeah.
Thank God for the y'all.
Yeah.
You put a joke? Well, there ain't no joke.
Yeah.
And he'll blow money to you if you read that.
Right.
So if you ain't got no money, don't try to figure it out. Don't go to the loan company, because all they're going to do is walk around. That thing like, you get a dollar, you put two more dollars back into my hand. Have some sense to say, Lord, if I pay my tithes, if I give to you, if I serve, I'm going to have money for that. But if I take up time and serve,
you
make sure you have one.
Yeah.
So my wife last night, it bothers me when I can't sit and meditate with the Lord. And he puts y'all on my spirit all the time. But I don't have to say it. I'm praying for y'all. I don't have to say it. That's one of my jobs. Visit the hospital. Help those at the church. Call me, I'm going to help you. Y'all know that anytime you call me, I'm going to try to do something. May not be, but I'm going to try. Because I know what the book says. The book says, bless you. That you may be a blessing. Have you blessed somebody this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you talked about somebody?
All right.
Or is you going to talk about somebody?
All right.
Well, watch that man.
Sure.
Oh, Lord. I want to call his name, but I'm on the radio, so I don't want to call his name and be in the car. But I told yesterday. Saul. They was his friends at one time. But if you go back